Les, could you just say who you are and why you're here today?
I'm Les Isaac, and I'm the CEO of Ascension Trust, which is the governing body or the umbrella organization for all the street passers around the country, 270 plus areas, plus 14,000 plus people.
And why are you here today?
Well, I'm here today because it's really a great day and because we're celebrating 10 years of the Cheltenham Street Pastors. So it's a great anniversary feeling and it's great accomplishment, and yet they're great people. So I'm here celebrating with them.
Okay, 10 years. Street Pastors has been going in Cheltenham. A great anniversary. 16 years that we've been with Ascension Trust as the overarching organisation. Aren't things getting a bit tired now? Is there no freshness anymore? Is it just part of the status quo?
You know, when I come to a place like Cheltenham, you realise that there are still people who are energised, people who are still enthusiastic and passionate about what they do. I travel around the country. One of my colleagues has come back all the way from Australia, and people are excited. There are new areas coming on board as far as Australia. And yes, some people, you know, need re-energizing, and we're looking at that as well. Our theme for next year is going to be strengthening and building. But I'm really excited because where there are people like the people in Cheltenham there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of excitement. And I've just been talking to the public who are, you know, making donations, who are saying thank you for what you have done to me or for my daughter. Two young girls came and said, look, I'm making a donation because, you know, of all the flip-flops you've given me, I need to pay back.
Some people might say that we're encouraging a drinking culture, we're walking alongside people who are out there to actually do destructive things.
You know, we're living in a world where, you know, people do really what they want to do. And, you know, the vast majority of people on our high streets in the nighttime economy, they want to go out and have a great evening, a pleasant evening. They don't set out to get drunk or for any bother. Majority of people go out because they want to have a great evening. But we all know, unfortunately, something happens. And that something could be sometimes a very small thing triggers off a chain of events. We also know that when people drink too much, and again, I don't believe a lot of people have gone out just to say, let's tank up and finish. I think those days have gone. A lot of people want to be sensible drinking, but all sort of things happen. And so I said to people, I'd rather us there to be that safety net. Because let's look at it. It could be my daughter, my grandson. It could be any member of my family who go out there, and for some unknown reason, they become vulnerable. I want to know that there are people out there helping them. And that's what Street Pass is about.
Now, Cheltenham is a fairly well-to-do area. It's well known for that. It's a festival town, so you've got lots of money here and resource, and things are looked after. But where Street Pastors seems to be very effective is where you have deprivation, and you obviously have experience from the very beginning of how you address that. So just tell us a little bit about where you see real effects on people who are probably on the bottom rung of the ladder.
Well, two things before I come to that. You know, wherever there's people, there's always a need. And so often we think money covers that. It doesn't, because real human beings always have a need. So those who are affluent, who've got the resources, you know, they're impacted as well. And we find a place like Cheltenham, the conversation you have with people tells you, yeah, financially they're secure. However, emotionally, psychologically, they're very unstable. On the other hand, where you find deprivation, and again, we used to run a project called Word for Weapons, and we used to, you know, put knife bins outside churches, and there are still knife bins outside churches and in places where there are no cameras, and you know, we've collected up to over 40,000 weapons from off the streets, not just swords, but handguns, ammunition, you know, which people have deposited. And yet, what we found is that with a lot of these communities, what we find, we find people saying, police is the, you know, we need to get more police. We need to increase the prison sentence. We need to build more prisons. But no one's talking about, actually, we need people who are going to listen, care. You know, that human thing. And what we've seen, we've gone there, grandma's there, who's 83, and has gone and said, are you okay, son? Let's sit down and talk. And that son or that young girl could be vicious and violent. But because grandma says, let's have a conversation and let's talk, they're pouring out all their trauma. They're pouring out all their, you know, the things that's helped them to bottle up and, you know, help them to respond in such a violent way. So for me, in really poor areas, what we found is missing is that care, that human touch. I care for you. We're not here with a 4x4 Bible to beat you up over the head. We're not here to preach at you. We're here because of you. And that's why we have this emphasis called care, listening, and help.
And it's unconditional.
Exactly.
Which then cuts through any kind of divides in society. And no matter who you are, you're unlikely to respond in a violent way to somebody who's unconditionally there for you.
And you know, it's interesting because people still ask us this question. The first question asks us, who are we? Because a lot of them think that we are PCSOs because they see the uniform. They ask, who are we? And then we tell them we're from the church. And they say, which one? And we tell them we're actually from various churches right across the denominational spectrum. Then they ask us another very important question. Do you get paid for this, mate? And when we tell them we don't get paid for this, I can't repeat what they say on this radio broadcast. But they really are stunned and they use some explicit, not that they're abusive, but they're amazed that we will do this for nothing. And then what happens? They begin to open up because they realize you don't get paid. You're doing it for nothing. You're actually there for them. And so for me, celebrating in Cheltenham is saying to the church and saying to the community, hey, there are people who genuinely concern and they really want to help. And we mustn't forget, in the midst of all the uncertainties in society, it's not just street pastors, but there are many people working to bring hope, to bring peace to society, and we need to celebrate that.
Finally, for Cheltenham, and you are the CEO worldwide, so what message do you have for Cheltenham for this 10 years?
I want to say to Cheltenham, as there's a scripture verse that says, do not get weary of doing good. Because so often, sometimes we think, oh, we've done it, or we're tired now. I want to say to Cheltenham, keep doing what you're doing. To all the street pastors, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. And keep doing it. Keep doing it. And I want to say to the people of Cheltenham, you've got something that's really good here. Someone once described the street pastors as the fourth response service, you know. And I think that they're brilliant. I think the people, what they're doing, are doing a great job. And I say to Cheltenham, value them and appreciate them.